ABC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot is releasing a contempt report on former President Trump's ally, Steve Bannon. The document lays out the steps the committee took to get Bannon to comply with its subpoena and Bannon's failure to do so. The report will be taken up at a meeting Tuesday and is the first step in a series of moves to hold Bannon in criminal contempt. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the loss of former Secretary of State Colin Powell is a great loss for the entire country. She said it's a rare tragedy that Powell was vaccinated and still passed away from COVID-19.
An unvaccinated person has a more than 10 times greater risk of dying from COVID-19 compared to a fully vaccinated person.
She added Powell was battling other diseases and had underlying health issues that ultimately led to his death. President Biden ordered flags to be flown at half staff until Friday at sunset. Payments from a $25 million settlement reached with Broward County Public Schools are coming to those most impacted by the Parkland massacre in Florida. Attorney David Brill, who represents families of those killed, wounded, or psychologically injured, says most of the money will be paid to those who lost a loved one in the attack. Police are winning at the Supreme Court. Sarah Bartlett explains.
Justices overturned two cases involving officers who were accused of using excessive force, saying they should enjoy qualified immunity. That protects officers from being sued in many cases. One instance involved an officer in California using his knee on a suspect. The other dealt with two officers in Oklahoma and a deadly shooting.
Zillow says they will stop buying homes the rest of the year as they attempt to work through the backlog of homes already purchased. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.